FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community. Music, your love defends me. Casey Darnell, before that, Over and Over. And Joy Williams, celebrating a birthday today by surprise. Good morning to you. It's 7:50.
Hey, it's intern Paul with a look at Tuesday's forecast. Morning clouds and afternoon sunshine today with a high of 47. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 30. And tomorrow, winning Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 50. It's currently 40 degrees.
Today is Talk Back Tuesday. It's actually also Young Readers Day. We want to know what book you enjoyed reading in your childhood. You can call our listener hotline at 717-397-8090. When you call, give your name and the town where you live along with your comments. Try to do your best to speak clearly and keep your comments to about 30 seconds. Again, call us at 717-397-8090 and leave your favorite book you enjoyed reading as a kid.
Our friends Jim and Jen Weber are here. About 20 years ago, they came to me and said, we have this great idea that we did with our Sunday school class, and we want to do it again and make it bigger and better. And it was called the cookie sale.
Right.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
And that first year, you fed how many people? Do you remember? A few.
A couple hundred.
Yeah. And then you tried to double it every year. And then you said in 2008, it got to a million.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I know. I'm going through the back files and the paperwork. I came across the little thing saying you reached your million. And I was like, wow, that's amazing.
And how many years ago was it that you started tying it in with the schools, with Cross International, so the kids would go to school and get their meals? Do you remember?
I was 10 or 15 years ago.
Wow, amazing. Yeah. So for those who don't know, tell us what the cookie sale is all about.
Well, what we do with the cookie sale is we sell cookie trays, and we try to get churches involved selling them. And then all of the proceeds that we get from the cookie sale, we then give to our partners, Cross International. And they make sure that it gets to the school feeding programs that they deal with in Haiti. And oftentimes, that's the only meal that the child's going to receive that day. So the parents make sure they get to school. So we're hoping we break the cycle of poverty.
And you guys were recently in Haiti, and you said even on the weekends, sometimes they don't get a meal. So Monday, come school time, is a big deal.
Monday, come school time, is a very big deal. And then Friday's a big deal because, you know, they kind of hog down for the weekend because it's just kind of a stretch.
Which it's hard for us to put ourselves in that place, but imagine that being your child, you know, and that's the only meal they get.
Yeah. You know, just for fun, and I think we're off the subject here a little bit, which is what I do. But anyway, there's a website called First World Problems, and it talks about how we have it versus them. You know, one of the actors in the video is freaking out because she has so much pressure on her because she doesn't know what she wants for her birthday, where these kids are, you know.
Just looking for their next meal. Yeah,
their next meal, exactly.
Right, right.
So you guys need people to get involved this year and be cookie captains. Tell us about that.
It's pretty easy. You basically run a cookie sale in your church. You basically put something in the bulletin the week before. The week after, we put a bunch of cookies on cookie trays on a table. People buy them. Usually talk in church. Most people talk in church. Some pastors do that heavy lifting if you don't want to. It's just the results are just amazing. It's everything that Cross International does as well that makes it so good. But the results are amazing. And, you know, like I said, one church last year did 120,000 the first time out, 120,000 people
meals.
Were fed.
And, you know, the thing that's amazing, too, is because of the fact that Cross International has foods, you know, has people who are donors and they have people who match what we bring to them, they can get it down so that one cookie tray feeds 375 people.
Amazing.
You know, so when you tell people that, it's pretty much a no-brainer. You know, people are pretty much, I'll buy a tray from you and it, you know, and hopefully they buy more. Businesses do a lot. I have a few returning businesses every year that I contact and, you know, it amazes me that year to year they keep saying, bring it up, you know, they keep upping their amount. And I was like, wow, you know, this is phenomenal.
And even schools, not just churches. I know you have some schools that are involved, too.
Exactly, yeah. This year, actually, I just got a new school that called me, and they're doing at their holiday bazaar, York Country Day School. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so if anyone goes there or if anyone goes to the bazaar, please help them out. They're going to be there.
So tell us the date this year of the cookie sale.
The cookie sale, the churches will have all of their cookies on December 10th to sell.
Okay.
And we drop them off that week, so you'll have them in house by that time, so you can have everything all set up and you'll be ready to go on Sunday, December 10th. It's real easy, 1-866-COOKIE-9 to reach me, or you can visit our website, thecookiesale.com. And I'll be there to take your calls. We'll return your calls, so don't worry.
And Jim, you said you need like two or three people to really jump in
churches,
and join.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be clearly a record sale for us. Last year, I think we did about 6 or 7 tons. This year, we went top shelf, and we're closer to 9 or 10 tons. Well, actually, closer to 10 tons. So, but we had a lot of churches sign up too. So, we're coming in on the number, but you know. These are unnerving times for me.
Listen, we have loved being a part of the Cookie Sale all these 20 years, and we want to invite you to be a part, too. If you've never done it before, this is a great opportunity. It's easy to do. You have these beautiful cookie trays. People walk by you at your church vestibule, and they buy them, and that feeds 375 people. I mean, think about that, 375 people. And then you get a cookie tray that you can give away as a Christmas gift to a client, to a family member, or just set it out on the table at your house.
Or eat it in the parking lot.
Eat it in the parking lot, like some people do. 866-COOKIE-9. Call Jen. She'll call you back. TheCookieSale.com. There's some cool videos there that tell you how it all works. We want to encourage you to become a cookie captain today. 866-COOKIE-9 or TheCookieSale.com. Jim and Jen, we wish you a great year, a banner year. I hope you feed more people than ever before.
If we do, once again, it's going to be because of the help that WJTL provided.
Our listeners jump in, and we love that.
Yep,
yes.
And it's
thank
your
you
energy,
so much.
Fred, and it's all the work that you guys have done that has made it, you know, made it what it is.
No, you guys do it, and the cookies taste great. And Jen, thanks for bringing. You always bring us cookies.
I do. This time I have one that's decorated, though.
Look at that! It says Happy 20th. That's pretty great. Once again, join the cookie sale this year. Join all of us who are trying to feed as many people as we possibly can in Haiti this year. 866-COOKIE-9 and thecookiesale.com. Jim and Jen, have a great day.
Thank you.
Always great to have you. Back to the music. This